What is up, rebels? You're listening to Rise Rebelliously. Britta here, your host, mentor, and rebel entrepreneur. I exist on this planet to guide ambitious entrepreneurs into their confident, radiant, rebellious, unapologetic next selves. We don't play around here. Tough love, mindset, action. We do shit our way, not theirs. Come along this journey as we grow, scale, and dare to prevail. Here we rise rebelliously. Let's fucking do this. Hello, hello, my fellow rebel entrepreneurs. Thank you for being here. First official episode, and I'm so fucking stoked to be here and to do this. And I'm just gonna go right out the door and just start with real, raw, honest, my story, my truth, exactly what the fuck I am, what I do, why I do it, and yeah, all that jazz. So I started my entrepreneur journey actually as a coder, like a web developing coder. And I was going down this path thinking that I would get this successful job and make a lot of money and be a female coder, which is like really great in the world of coding because it's not popular. And what I realized was that I didn't want to do the coding, but I fucking loved the online world of female coding, right? So this female leader aspect of it. And I actually realized that I liked the design side of it a lot more. So I started to become a web designer. And in that time, I was on things like Upwork and People Per Hour and Fiverr and all that jazz. And I was making some money. So I thought it was pretty cool because, you know, I was making money doing what I love. And I realized that it was not fucking cool because I'm not gonna lie, it was really shitty. You put all this time and energy and you're trying to build your business on these freelancing websites, and most people on there, and this will probably offend some people, but most people on there don't give a shit about your time or your money or your, you know, value your work as much as somebody else that is in the world would be. And so I decided that I was like, fuck this shit. I'm not going to be on these freelancing websites anymore. And so then I started to explore the online entrepreneur world. And I started connecting with more entrepreneurs. And I was fucking, that was fucking cool. That was when I started to really get into web designing for small female business owners. And that was my shit. Like, that is where I was thriving. And I loved it. And I connected with some other great business owners, and we became like partners in different ways. And I did that for a while. And then I started adding into brand photography, and I still do these projects to this day. And I really like them because I'm very specific about who I work with. And so now I only take on a few of the projects a year, and they're usually a lot of fun and really cool brands. But what I realized from doing all of that was that I actually just liked working with female entrepreneurs, and I just liked seeing their dreams come to life. Now, I brought them to life in a visual way, and I realized that that's not what I wanted to do. And the real reason that I was a web designer so immediately was because it was so easy to hide, right? I was hiding behind this screen. I didn't have to show my face. I didn't have to use my voice. I was a fucking baby. I was like, oh, I can make money, but I never have to show up as myself. I never really have to be me. I can use these fake names and business names and do all this stuff and just like not really give a shit if anyone knows who I am, right? So I wouldn't post about it, even on my personal stuff. And It's pretty sad that that's how I felt. And that's also when I realized that this is not me. And the way I'm going to reach my next level is to get over my bullshit. And that's what started me becoming more on my coaching, mentoring side. And now I'm just in my zone. I have never been so happy and so thrilled doing something. And it all kind of just falls into place, right? Now that I'm showing up as myself, it's a lot fucking easier to show up at all, to show my face, to show me. And my story has so many ups and downs and so many jobs and so many different things that I have done. I have worked, you know, 9-to-5s. I've worked random careers, you know, things like nannying and bartending and a dental assistant and real estate and all these things, but nothing was doing it. And I would take on all these jobs and burn myself out because I was just trying to make all this money, and it sucked. And so then I backpacked around the world for about a year by myself, and it was really freaking cool, but I still wouldn't stop moving. So instead of staying in one location for a long time, I think the max amount of time I spent in one country was about a month. And I just kept chasing something, and I just kept chasing it. And I was having all these really cool experiences and stories. But what was really happening was I was going broke, like really, really, really broke. I was maxing out credit cards, and I just was like, I cannot go back to life as I knew it. I just can't fucking do this. There's nothing worse in my head. So I just kept jumping from country to country and expanding my trip, and I did not want to go back. And I realized it wasn't so much that I loved the traveling, which, don't get me wrong, I did. It was so cool. But it was because I didn't like my life. I was so unhappy with these jobs and this whatever I was doing. I was just unhappy. I didn't want to be there. I didn't want to do anything. And it didn't matter how many jobs, it didn't matter how much money I was making, I was unhappy. It wasn't until I started becoming an entrepreneur that I realized that this is where I belong. Like, this is what I'm meant to be doing. I am meant to help other women. I literally exist on this planet to help other women achieve their insane goals. I am obsessed with the goals that are like too scary to say out loud. Those are the goals that I'm interested in. And that's what I'm here for. So after, you know, a lot of downs, shitty jobs, breakups, a lot of mental health issues, bankruptcy, which is a whole other story meant for another podcast, which I will get into, I am finally on my up. And it is fucking life-changing. And it is so cool to be here. And I am so happy that you're here. And I'll tell you the truth. I didn't want to do a podcast. For a long time, I was not interested in podcasting. And that's because I would have to use my voice. And I didn't want to be seen. I wanted to hide. Because I didn't want to conform into this whatever I gotta be to make it bullshit. I am just not about that life. You're not about that life. And that's the whole reason you're here, is to rebel against all this bullshit, rebel against the 9-to-5 life, the conventional jobs, the normal life that you're supposed to live. So I'm going to cut this one a little bit short because I just wanted you to get to know me a little bit. But I am so happy that you're here. I am so excited for this journey. And I am ready to rock. All right, Rebels, to the next one.